call the City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Aldermen's meeting June 26, 2017 to order. We have a quorum present. First order of business will be to approve the minutes of June 12, 2017.
Make motion.
I second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Now we'll call the roll. Start with Jennifer Gorite.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Visitor section, if there's any visitors. Mayor's report. Kevin Hurley's resignation. Says to Mayor Chris Younger and Board of Aldermen, thank you for the opportunity to serve the citizens of Dyer for these years. I would like to submit my resignation effective June 13, 2017. I wish you the best and thank you for the opportunity you have given. Opportunity to serve. Since then, Kevin has come back, understood that he made a mistake. I think he's come around talking to the board. It's up to the board what you guys want to do.
Make the motion, we accept the letter.
And I second it.
Motion made, second. Is there any discussion? Understand that if you accept this letter, he'll be terminated. If not, he'll return to work tomorrow. Okay? You vote yes to accept it, no?
Okay.
Okay. There's no more discussion. Dr. Jennifer, go right.
No.
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 Yes. No.
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 Motion failed. Kevin will return back to work tomorrow. Amulet station. We talked about this at the last meeting. County mayor's here. He'd like to speak to the board. Step up.
Well, Mr. Mayor, Alderman, I appreciate you letting him speak with you this evening. As all of you know by now, the Station 4 flooded again Sunday before last. I think it's the fourth time that it's flooded. It's a shame, too, because it's actually the nicest station we've got in the county as far as our EMS service is concerned, and it's just in a bad place. Well, last Tuesday, Mayor Younger showed us the parsonage from the Presbyterian Church. I came over here with Star, Director Arnold, to look at the building. I hadn't seen that building or paid any attention to it in 25 years since I was a kid, you know, probably. And Star and I got there, and of course, you guys know now the building has a tremendous amount of issues. And we were kind of taken aback by it, really. It shocked us. And we're like, oh, boy, what direction are we headed here? You know, so Star was against it. I was against it. And it just didn't, you know, seem economically feasible for anybody. I mean, I told Mary Younger, I was blunt with him, you know, the old house probably needs to be tore down. But that's y'all's business. I'm not here to tell you what to do with it. But, upon leaving there, I went with Mary Younger. We looked at some buildings at the Twin City buildings, not really viable, and we talked about some other things. And I expressed to Mary Younger that I said, if you want to see what our baseline living quarters look like, because you can go to each station and each one of them are a little bit different. And really and truly, the cheapest option is the Humboldt station. You know, it's a single wide trailer. It's next to the fire station. It's got a man door going in through the side. And we went through this. Well, it was really a different issue. But 2 years ago, the city of Humboldt, we got to the point where that space just became unlivable. The floors were in bad shape. There was a mold issue, and there were several other issues. And I did pretty much what I'm doing now. Came to their city council and said, we got to do something. And I want to stress this to you. You guys don't have to please me with this, but you do have to please Director Arnold. And she's not going to put her people somewhere where they're not going to be safe and healthy or feel comfortable. And that's just the truth of it. And there's also a third element to this. The state inspector can come in and inspect living quarters at any time. I don't know if they ever have or not. I don't know if they have or they haven't. But I talked to Star today, and really and truly, it might be beneficial to get up to inspect, you know, our quarters to make sure that we are up to that standard where they could, you know, come in and start inspecting. I'd hate for them to come in and say, you know, three stations aren't up to code, you're going to put something in all at one time. So, you know, there's always that element too. But that said, we'll work with you guys any way we can. You know, we're willing to. In fact, the going with the trailer option that we have in Humboldt would be a downgrade from what Station 4 is now. You know, if I had my wishes, we'd pick up Station 4 and set it somewhere on higher ground. And because it is, it's a nice station. You guys, you know, made a big investment building it, and it's a shame that it's where it is. But that said, I talked to Star this morning. I think that everybody's arrived at an interim solution to it. I think with hesitation, she's going to move her guys back to Station 4 once it's cleaned up and all that. And I think she had said that you guys were going to put together an option, maybe working with the Corps of Engineers, maybe to do something to mitigate the water issue there. But I just want to stress to you guys that I'm certainly not trying to push you into doing anything. I was just simply laying out some options. And if I came across as trying to force you into anything or bullying, I think somebody that said that some of you felt bullied, that's not the case at all. In fact, you know, what I want to do is give you the most viable option, and the Humboldt station is it. You know, if you want to look at the cheapest way out, you know, there's a $25,000 option.
Can we ask questions?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying you don't want to go back into the police station where it is?
Director Arnold.
I mean, not police station.
Station 4, yeah.
Yeah, Station 4.
Yes. Director Arnold had rather not put her people there. They made a concession and said and told her that we're okay with that as long as a plan is put together going forward. I mean, this is the fourth time it's flooded. If they'd been out on call this last time, their personal vehicles would have been flooded. So it's, you know, it's a problem. It's a public safety issue.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at it from this perspective, you got a, say you got a 2010 flood going on like we had in 2010. Well, you don't want your paramedics and emergency personnel dealing with a flooded living quarter. You know, while they're trying to deal with people's homes being flooded and people being injured and medical needs being met. So
your issue isn't with contents you lost?
Not at all.
Not at all.
No.
Okay. I was going to say, if it was the contents, you could sign the contents and we would pay the insurance on it, and then you wouldn't be out nothing there as far as money. As far as the building out there, we could get somebody out there smarter than me, but I looked at it, and you could build a retention pond around there to hold X amount of gallons, and that would be cheaper than buying a house trailer, I would assume, if there's no major prices.
Here's what I know about water management. It's expensive and it's slow. And if you deal with the Corps of Engineers, it's going to get slower. The higher up you get in government, the slower it moves. You guys know that as well as I do.
I talked to a gentleman that does that work for a living, and he told me that $5,000 to $10,000 does a lot of work.
I'd pay him today. If he can fix that problem for
$10,000. Well, we got to have a little time to study it and learn.
That's up to you guys. That's up to you guys.
I mean, we had people that, what I understood 15 years ago or 16, Rutherford, Dyer, they went together and raised a bunch of money. I don't know if it's old-timers, younger, or who, but there's a big interest there. We have a nursing home there. We have a building next to it. There's a lot of people want it in Dyer, so I would think there's a way we should be able to solve this to keep it there.
Nobody's talking about moving the ambulance out of Dyer. Nobody.
I heard comments you were going to move it somewhere.
We're standing. We're getting everything on the table right here tonight nobody's talking about moving the ambulance out of Dyer.
Okay.
Now, if the flooding issue continues and there's something not done
I understand
to offset it, then yeah. I mean,
right.
Eventually something will have to be done. But, you know, the ball's in your court. The ball's in, it's up to you how you mitigate this. We've got insurance on the contents. The county does. I talked to Nathan this morning about it. Nathan was talking about getting the contents under your umbrella. It doesn't matter to me. We got a $500 deductible. Y'all's is probably the same. So the county can pay it. If we, most of the time when we got that big of a flood event, we're going to have additional claims anyway. So, you know, the contents of that building is not going to be a big deal. But
how much money do you receive in this area from the nursing home and places? Or let me put it, how much money did you make in the ambulance service this year? Did you have a plus?
No, not this year. We didn't. We were $186,000 to the negative this year.
Is that from the ambulance service only? I heard you made money in ambulance service this year, and you used
We had a shortfall this year, and it was because we had to go back and ask for additional money to pay overtime because we're understaffed. We don't have enough part-time people. Don't have enough full-time people. We got a paramedic makes more than I do. It's a fact. I mean, in overtime, and it's a problem. We're having a hard time finding paramedics. The school, I think, Jackson State is our main institution for training paramedics. They put out nine for the whole West Tennessee region. So, you know, yeah, it's a problem. But that's a whole other issue. That's a whole other issue. We're kind of getting off track here, but just. You know, keep us in the loop as far as information goes on what your plan is going to be going forward so we can kind of plan that. Even if we pay for contents, which we did this time, I don't know how many more times our insurance would let us file a claim for contents if they know that's an ongoing issue. So, you know, who knows? I mean, they may pay it every time. They may pay it three times and say we're not going to pay it anymore. So we'll just have to deal with that as it comes.
If we find an effective solution to this water problem, y'all are content being at Station 4?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. If a
viable option can be sorted through and come up with, if you got enough time and enough money, you can fix anything. Yeah, I know that for a fact. The problem we have is elected officials is coming up with a way it's fair to taxpayers and also come up with a solution that's viable for us as the operators of the ambulance authority. So I'm willing to work with you any way we can. I know Star is. Like I said, she is kind of reluctantly letting the guys go back to Station 4 while you guys put a plan together, and I think that's pretty fair. And we'll just wait to hear from you guys as far as what that plan might be. But nobody's talking about moving the ambulance out of Dyer. It needs to be in Dyer.
I mean, that's right.
This is where it needs to be, but you got to look at it from my perspective, how I felt when I walked into that old house last Tuesday. You know, my jaw dropped. You know,
here's another thing. I fix up old houses. This is a quick remedy to get that going quick. I've taken old houses and fixed them up before. And you can fix up old houses and end up with something a little at a time. That was a quick fix to get them in there, paint it up, do something quick. But
have you been through that building?
Yeah.
I mean, I told Mary Younger, I mean, just look at the floor and the foundation. I've worked in construction too, and I manage 24 buildings for the county now, and have for 7 years. And we tore down a hell of a lot better buildings than that one. That's standing. I'm just being honest with you.
You might have made some mistakes. I'm just saying.
Well, you manage the city council meeting, and I'll manage the county business. How about that? All right, I'm here to talk business with you about keeping the ambulance.
I get
the feeling you're trying to pick a fight with me.
No, I'm not trying to.
I'm just here to explore options with you guys. And it's like I told Chris. And I mean, since you're the construction expert, tell me what it would cost to get the floor and the foundation back right on that old house.
I didn't build it to begin with.
Well, go by there and give us an estimate. Tell us what it. I told Chris.
If you're going to try to do that, you're better off to build a new building.
And that's exactly what I told him.
Okay, the city of Dyer doesn't have the money to build a new building.
The point I was trying to make is, which is cheaper, buying a $25,000 mobile home, which is acceptable, or putting $25,000 in that old house and still not have anything? You can't fix the floor for $25,000. You're that guy.
I got enough to do on my own.
Yeah, I understand. Guys, I want to work with you. I really do. Stardust, too. Our emergency personnel day. I mean, they've got a kinship to this community. They really do. You know, they don't want to go anywhere. So, just keep us in the loop as far as what your options are, and we'll just go from there.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right, great.
I appreciate it.
Not raising the tax.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath. Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
It's okay. We're going to start a new budget. And at the next board meeting, I'd like to bring you a list of places, potholes in town that need to be fixed. Once we get that list, I would like to... that phone's getting me off track. Who is that? Yours?
I don't think it is.
I would like to bring you guys a list, if it's okay, of the potholes that we need to fix. And it's going to be quite pricey. I brought this up before, and I'd like for you guys to think about it again, of us seeing if we can't fix some of our own potholes and maybe purchasing a Barbarella. I'd like for you guys to think about that. If Nathan could get some prices on a used Barbarella. Between now and then, is that okay with you guys? And then discuss that and bring that list back to you and see how much it's actually going to cost us if we bought this machine and if we didn't buy the machine. Is that okay?
It's fine.
It may not be, but...
Prices won't work.
Okay. Department reports fire.
Mayor Don Corbin turned his gear in last Monday and resigned this firefighter. So we need to accept his resignation.
Motion to accept. Second.
Motion made. Second. Is there any discussion?
Man resigned.
Now, call the roll. Start, Mr. Robert. Go right.
Aye.
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 Motion carried.
So, Mayor, had a good dedication service for the helipad today.
What'd you do?
Dedicated that.
Hey, I missed it.
Make a motion to buy another load of gravel for $400. Did you get the last two?
We did.
Okay, and you used
one
them?
One went to the wastewater plant for the dumpsters. We finished out that pad, and then one load went to the street department, and we put a cover in at, on East South. But we lacked one at the co-op, and the one that did get put in got washed away in the rain. It was new, and it got washed away. We're going to redo it.
I'll second the motion.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Now, call the roll. Start with Mr. Ray and go left.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you.
Finance personnel?
You guys, we talked about adopting a capitalization policy from before the end of the fiscal year. Lo and behold, you adopted a capitalization policy in 2004, which is the same one that is being used for the general fund. That policy makes no distinction for the water and sewer fund. And so just going forward, that's what we're going to do. If you were looking to do that tonight, I just want you to be aware why we weren't doing it. The other thing is you've got a financial report there in front of you for the month ended May 31st. That's all I've got.
Any questions in the financial report? Water and sewer?
I have no report this time, Mayor.
Everything's wonderful, huh?
Everything's good. We finished up our DMR QA study, and Tyler, I just want to brag on Tyler Landon for the help he was on that.
That's good.
Committee reports, public safety and health.
Nothing at this time.
Finance administration personnel.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we hire Jackson Cantrell as a seasonal employee. His employment to be terminated at the end of August, I think August 28th.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
When's he start?
It'll be Monday.
Who do you say?
Jackson Cantrell.
It'll be next week.
Any more discussion? Top, Colorado start. Michael, go left.
Yeah.
Aye.
Motion carried. Street maintenance, water, sewer, and landfill.
Well, since Scott's here tonight, do we want to pursue something on a retention pond or having him checking that out or something?
I would think that we probably need to have him to go out there and look at it. And
if you're interested. Okay, we need to get a hold of the county soil?
The state.
State?
Well,
it skips the county soil conservation district or the state. Likely it's a federal natural resources conservation district, NRCS. NRCS would be
figure it out.
Parks and buildings?
Nothing to this time.
Unfinished business, item 8.
Make a motion to pass on the second and final reading ordinance of 2017-242, 2017-18 property tax levy.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Levy means there will not be a tax increase. It'll stay the same. No discussion. Start with Ms. Jennifer Wright.
Aye.
Motion carried. Item B.
Make a motion that we pass on the second reading, final reading ordinance 2017-245, water rates.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start Mr. Rangel left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Item C.
Pass on the second and final reading ordinance 2017-244 sewer rates.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Michael and go left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Item D.
Make a motion to pass on the second and final reading ordinance 2017-243, 2017-2018 annual budget.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? No, call the roll. Start with Rangel, right?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Item E.
So move.
Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Tom. Go left.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Item F.
So moved.
Back. Oh.
Second.
Motion second. Is there any discussion? Now we start with Robert Wright. New business, item A.
Make a motion to write off delinquent water accounts.
Seconded.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Now, call the roll. Start with Craig. Go left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Item B.
Make a motion that we adopt resolution 2017-226, open record policy.
Second. Motion made second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start Richard. Go left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Item C.
Make a motion to cancel garbage rate increase for 2017-2018. Fiscal year per ordinance 2015-233.
Seconded.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? That is that CPI charge. You have to vote on it to keep it from going up. Start Ms. Jeffrey, go right.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Item D is appointing the fire chief.
Mayor, I make a motion that we present Ryan Shanklin as the new fire chief.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? There were interviews about this. You want to carry that out? Real quick.
We had interviews earlier this evening, and both candidates were very capable and qualified people. This is the candidate that we thought would best serve us as fire chief.
Thank you. Any more discussion? No. We'll call the roll. Scott Rangel left.
Abstain.
Aye.
Abstain.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried with two abstentions. Brown will take over effective July the 1st. Is that right, Roger? Is that okay with the city board? Okay. Thank you.
That's Saturday.
What day?
He takes over Saturday.
Well, he works on Saturday.
He doesn't work on Saturday.
He works on first.
Any other new business?
Mr. Mayor, I submit to you my letter of resignation from Alderman.
Denied.
Denied. No.
No, I'm kidding. No. Kid brother.
I'm pretty bad. Get Bogey
back here. Where's he going?
I'll give each of you $100 a piece if you say no. Ryan Shanklin has submitted his resignation. It says, Mayor Chris Younger and Board of Aldermen, it has been my pleasure serving the citizens of Dyer as an alderman. I look forward to serving the city in any way I can in the future. With me being an applicant for the position of fire chief, I feel that it is a conflict for me to continue as alderman while this process moves forward. With that being said, I respectfully resign as alderman at this time. If I can ever assist any of you in the future, please do not hesitate to contact me. Sincerely, Ryan Shanklin.
Make a motion, we accept that.
So motion, is there a second? There's a second. Is there any discussion? Not call roll, Stafford Rangel left.
Hesitantly, aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Ryan, we just wanted to tell you we appreciate everything you did. I was proud to serve with you on the board. We're going to miss you.
You'll see.
Oh, don't worry. He'll be here every
day. You'll see.
Do we need to appoint somebody, or how's that work?
To what?
His position.
At this time, I would like to declare Ryan Shanklin's seat vacant. Got a motion?
Check. I make a motion we declare Ryan Shanklin's seat vacant.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not. We'll call the roll. Start Mr. Tom. Go left.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Do a 2-week advertisement, bring it back at the end of July. That'll give Nathan time to get it in the newspaper and get it out on whatever he needs to get it out in. And we'll bring some names back to the city board on last meeting in July, whatever that is.
Can I throw a name in now, or do we need to?
No.
No.
Okay. They need to submit their own.
Well, they have to submit their own.
Okay. Yeah. Like an application. Okay. Any other new business? I'm gonna throw this at you, but there needs to be no action tonight. There can't be any action tonight because we've got to figure out the legalities of it. It's been brought to my attention, and probably some of you guys too, about the UTVs. They would like to see it changed on North and South Main with from my understanding, and I have no idea what I'm even talking about, okay? You know more about it. I don't have one. A Class 1A license or a Class 1 license or whatever license plate on the newer UTVs says that you can ride them on county roads and anything except for an interstate.
Four lanes? It's a change from what we have now, isn't it, Rod?
Four lanes?
Four lanes, is it? Mine is registered as a mid-speed vehicle. But that doesn't prohibit us from riding on anything but state highways, does it?
I don't know. I have to look it up.
We discussed this with Chief a couple, 3 months back.
There's an ordinance in the city of Dyer that says you cannot ride those vehicles on North and South Main, which means all the way up and down this road. The state actually owns Alfred's Tire to Poplar Grove Road.
Right.
We own the other sides of both of it.
Which is actually a city street.
Which is actually a city street. Mm-hmm. Now, then the ordinance says you can't ride on North and South Main. So you have to change the ordinance to fix that. And I'd like to do some research and everything to make sure that we're right. Maybe the assistant chief and Nathan can get together and do whatever needs to be done.
I looked for that and couldn't find it, but that doesn't mean that it's not there. I didn't look terribly.
Nathan looked and
somebody made an assertion that the state law changed and that we could, that means that they could do what they wanted to. The state law retained local government's ability to regulate where the vehicles can be used. And so right now you have a regulation where the vehicles can be used. Now we can change it. But they did create a new class of vehicle that allows you to be on types of roads that you previously couldn't be. But local government still is permitted to regulate anything they want to about.
Can you bring the pertinent regulations next meeting and let's review them and maybe call a meeting before?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That would be quite interesting because we should bring them so we can look at them.
Any other new business? Now we'll move to the accounts of June 26, 2017.
Motion we pay them.
The motion second. And second.
Second.
What's 1671? What's that for?
Service on a fire truck.
1718.
Oh, I'm assuming that's the tent and things for the police car. Shady tent?
Yeah.
No, the striping.
The striping. Yeah.
Which falls within that grant.
About ready?
Is it ready?
It will be by Friday.
That stuff just come in, didn't it? No, it comes in Thursday.
It shipped out last night.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. It'll be done by Friday, won't it?
JP's ready for us. He's going to take it as soon as we get everything in.
Okay.
$1601, North Central Laboratories.
Those are us. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, please.
That's lab supplies for the wastewater plant.
What was it?
Lab supplies.
Okay. Is that a new supplier? Because I don't remember it. Or have been?
No, that's who we've been ordering from.
It's not done order much.
NCL, North Central Laboratories.
Okay. NCL.
No more discussion? Now we'll call the roll. Cummings, Shepherd, go right.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Make a motion adjourned.
Second.
Two seconds.